Okay, we're in chapter 3 of Mitzvot Yesharim. Chapter 3 of Mitzvot Yesharim, we're talking about there's two different ways of how a person makes an error. So let's say he's in the dark, so he can make an error in two ways. Either he can not see something at all. Like he doesn't see, let's say there's a column and he doesn't see the column in front of him at all. That's one thing. There's another way, the second thing is that a person, he sees a column and he thinks it's a man, or he sees a man and he thinks it's a column. So there's two different possibilities. You can either not see it, so, or you could think that a column is a man or a man is a column. But those are the two errors that a person makes. Either he doesn't see any kind of stumbling blocks in front of him. He doesn't see his way. If his path is correct or not, he thinks everything that he's doing, it's correct. Everybody's doing it. I'm doing the same thing. I'm not doing anything wrong. So I'm doing everything okay. Everything is okay. But in a sense, that person doesn't see what the real goal is in life. He thinks following the general path of the society, that's what we're supposed to be doing in life. So that's a person that he doesn't see the stumbling blocks in front of him. So what does that mean? It means that if you think about it, if a person knew that he could live 120 years, if he took a certain, he ate a certain food, so of course everybody would eat that food, right? Everybody would eat the food if he knew that he was going to live 120 years. And even if you heard about that kind of food, you would go and look and try to find out what kind of food it is that you would try to be able to live that long, right? But if you think about it, with respect to the Torah is the way that a person's going to live forever, eternally. So what do people do? People generally say, well, I want to be happy in this life. It's good to be happy in this life. Of course, there's nothing wrong with it, but they fail to understand that there's a life after that's going to be for eternity. Eternity is longer than 120 years. So if a person was intelligent, or if a person really thought about it, he would spend his time, all of his time, trying to be able to live for eternity, or live pleasurably for eternity. And how would he be able to do that? So the answer is by following the Torah. But the thing is that people just are so involved with their daily lives, they fail to look at that point. And that's what he's talking about over here, that there's two different kinds of darknesses. There's a darkness, but that results in two different types of errors. One error is that a person doesn't see the object. He thinks there's a column in front of him, and he doesn't even see it. But the second error is thinking that a column is a man, or a man is a column. So let's see what the Mitzvot Yesharim says. That's how the Shani, the second error that a person makes, who kashim in a rishon. It's more difficult than the first one. Who shematze riatam acheroim hara keiluhu mamish tov. It's that he tricks his vision, or tricks his seeing, that he sees the bad as as if it's good. Mamish tov, atov ki'ilu ra. And he looks at good, it's like as if it's bad. Umitov kaf, and through this, mitchazkim mafdikim ma'asehem harayim. And because of this, they strengthen themselves, they strengthen their bad actions. Ki ein zai, shechasera mehem ra'iyat ha'emet. So it's not bad enough. It's not enough that they don't have a vision of truth. Le'ot ha'ra asher neged b'neihem. To see the bad that's in front of their eyes. Ela shenir near elahem. Limso ra'uyot gedolot v'nisyonot mochichim l'svarotehem ara'ot u'deotehem kozvot. Like, for instance, they see for themselves to find proofs, great proofs, and experiences that prove their thoughts, their bad thoughts, and their false outlook. V'zod hi hara ha'gedola. And this is the bad, the tremendous bad, ha'malaf fit tam, that accompanies them. U'meviatam el be'er shachar, and it brings them to the grave. V'hu ma'asha amar katuv. And that's what the verse says. Hashemen lev ha'am hazeh, ve'oznav ha'kaved ve'enav ha'sha hen v'chulin. So in Yeshaya Vav Yud, it says the fat heart of this people and its heavy ears and its eyes that are, I guess, closed or drowsy. The falls them ifnei hayotam ta'achar aposha. That's all because they're in the darkness. Who kivoshim ta'achar memshelet Yitzram, and they're subdued under their memshelet Yitzram. So let's take an example. I like to take this example, but let's reflect on it in a intelligent manner. Like nowadays, you see people, and what do? They make these bar mitzvahs that have all kinds of mixed dancing, disco music, all this kind of wild parties for bar mitzvahs. So what's the bar mitzvah? Bar mitzvah is to initiate a person into adulthood. So what kind of message is that giving to the young person? They're saying, you know, now welcome to being a man. So that's the way that we welcome a person to being a man, to show him that, to make a bar mitzvah into a discotheque? Doesn't make sense. So a way to show that he's being a man is that teach him this is the proper way to act, this is the way of the Torah that a person should be a kind person, a giving person. But to bring him to a party and say that this is the way, welcome to adulthood through these parties, it doesn't make sense. So, but since everybody does it, people just follow without thinking. They spend thousands or even hundreds of thousands of dollars, unfortunately, for parties, without thinking, is it the proper thing to do or not? But this is just one example. There's many other examples that we can take.